tie together.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Tuesday. The state of Minnesota here, it was actually, we got 5 inches of snow yesterday, which is good. It's a little late for the folks in Minnesota. It'd have been real nice to get, well, for a better way of saying it, a lot more snow than what we got, because this is the first thing that we've got in any degree, in the sense of 5 inches. But hopefully we'll get a couple more. But anyways, outside of that, folks, I just thought I'd share. I was thinking on that yesterday. Boy, I bet all the people out in the state of Minnesota are angry that they can't go snowmobiling. I know they're going to get mad when they can't take their trucks out onto the thin ice and risk their lives to catch a little guppy. But outside of that, it is February 21st, 2012, and you have with you today Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murders, the pro-choicers, as they wish to call themselves, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do. That number is 1-877-807-9977. We get your emails. Go ahead and voice your opinion. 53 countries are listening. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977 if you would like to be a part of today's show. Now, folks, if you'd like to see our little faces, me and Jake, the other guy, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. On my Facebook, again, I appreciate you folks responding in such a fashion in the manner in which you have responded. I very much thank you for your response. If you'd like to be a part of my Facebook, you're a doer of the word, not a hearer, only deceiving yourselves. Don't waste your time. But if you're an activist, you care about your country, you're a Christian, you're a patriot, you're a conservative, in the real sense of the word, at least what it defines out to be in action, please do go to my Facebook. It's Bradley Dean on my Facebook. That's double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1. On my Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Now, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And the only thing I can hear back, at least as an echo or a response, is true that, Bradley, true that. So we are turning talk radio into do radio. And, folks, I just wanted to give a shout-out real quick that this up-and-coming election is not about the survival of Obama. It's about the survival of America, and forget it not. And just a heads-up, just a quick little bunny trail on that. Just was on my Facebook, and I seen that Mr. Obama and Janet Napolitano from Homeland Security just gave security clearance to radical Muslims concerning your country. And what I want to talk about today is just that very topic, because yesterday and over the last couple of days, I've been talking about Obama's faith and how his faith needs to be questioned. And it's interesting, Rick Santorum got called out again for questioning Obama's faith, and why wouldn't he? Just think about this, folks. It's taken 3 years for the American people to still question his faith. It's taken 3 years for this administration to bring to the American people his eligibility as an American citizen, and he still has not produced factual evidence. And here we are today. Rick Santorum gets called out into question by Robert Gibbs, Mr. Obama's former spokesperson. And he said that Rick Santorum went well over the line when he questioned Obama's Christian values. That humors me, folks, especially when you have a president that advocates what God condemns through abortion, through homosexuality, through telling the truth, which this man seems to be void in doing. And in saying that, I just wanted to make a couple more points really quick, because, again, folks, I want to say this and I want to make myself real clear on this. America is not Obama, and Obama is not America. His grandparents, his dad, his great-grandpa were all Muslims. The Muslims claim his him as one of their own. And as I just told you right at the beginning of the show here, he just gave security clearance to the Homeland Security to radical Muslims. Now, why would an American do that? Especially when he says, whatever we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation. It's an individual in this administration, in this White House, this Oval Office, who continuously mocks Christianity, pulls the day of prayer, doesn't send representatives. Even Bill Clinton did that, folks. And he says that we're no longer a Christian nation. And in Cairo, I believe he also said that we were a Muslim nation, as does he bow to Arabs. Kind of bizarre, folks, but here we are. Here's the American people and their lack of Christianity still trying to weigh him out in the light of God's countenance. 68% of America professes their Christianity, and it's interesting that over the last four and five generations, they have taught us a lack of Christianity, and the American people, for the most part, believe it is Christianity. Folks, it's not Christianity to abort babies. I just wanted to share that with you. Read Proverbs 6. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. 3,700 babies a day are aborted in this country, and for some reason it just doesn't jive with Scripture. When you look at Scripture in Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, God doesn't advocate homosexuality, folks. They're called crimes against nature. And there's a reason they're called crimes against nature, because they're at war with God. Read Scripture. And then when you get some more time, read Titus as well. And you can see clearly that God does not advocate what Obama promotes. He condemns it. And so here again, we're talking about Obama's faith and how we need to question his faith. But his administration just recently said of Rick Santorum or anybody else that questions his faith, that, you know what, he went well over the line when he questioned Obama's Christian faith. Now, when we come back right after this break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a couple more points on that topic about how we need, as Americans, and whoever, wherever you're at in one of the 54 countries or 52 countries outside of America, you need to question the faith of your leaders. It's pretty important, folks, especially if he's going to set the stage in his faith, don't you think? You got Bradley with Sons of Liberty. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Going to come right back with some more points. It's going to blow you away, folks. It really is.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley. Another shout out for you if you'd like to be a part of the show. 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, right before the break, what I was doing is talking about, and over the last couple of days, I have been doing an exposition on Obama and how his administration does not want you questioning his faith. But I say that his actions speak a lot louder than his words have ever spoken. The Christian faith is under attack in America. He goes to certain podiums to speak in Catholic churches and covers up Christ. Doesn't send representatives to the day of prayer in America, but he does for the Muslims. His father, his father's father, his grandpa, and his great-grandpa were all Muslims. The Muslim world claims Obama as one of their own. Obama, out of his own mouth, said in Cairo that we're a Muslim nation. He's in Europe calling for a new world order. I mean, folks, forgive me, but does common sense come into play here somewhere? I mean, obviously, this is why America is angry. Saul Alinsky, a Chicago organizer. Obama, a self-proclaimed student, a disciple of Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky dedicated his book to Lucifer. America's trying to figure out if he's a Christian man. You know, another question I have for Mr. Robert Gibbs and his administration, what happened to the transparency? I mean, I'm trying to figure that one out last night after the radio show. It's just like, whoa, wait a second. I mean, Jake, the other guy, went to Scripture for you and told you from the book of Deuteronomy 17 as to what God said you should have as a king in that situation to rule over you, one of your own brethren. The media jumps on the bandwagon to demean anybody that questions his eligibility by calling him a birther. And by the way, folks, birthers are right. They have every right constitutionally to ask for verification. as to if he is an American citizen or not. His wife comes in behind him and says, Michelle Obama did, quote unquote, his hometown Kenya. Nobody knows where he came from. Nobody knows who paid for his college. And we have the American people trying to figure out if he is a Christian man. Folks, the Bible says, he that saith I know him, speaking of Christ, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. The Bible says we're to judge a man by his fruit. What is his fruit? And let me ask you the question, what are you complaining about on a daily basis? His lack of submission to the laws of our Mosaic institution, one nation under God as a constitutional republic. That's what you're complaining about. And for the most part, when you get into somewhat of a contentious debate with people of his Christianity, they've never read the Bible a day in their life. They only go off what they've heard through Rachel Maddow or MSNBC or ABC or some secular outlet. Hello. You know, I want to say this to the administration as well. Obama's administration. A man wears a ring, which is symbolic of a covenant, for all to see that he's married. The only reason he would hide it, that ring, is because he wants to cheat on his wife. Why would this administration be afraid to show its Christian ring, its covenant? Folks, wherever the media attacks anybody that opposes this administration, you got to know they hit the nail on the head. They're afraid of something. Folks, I get emails from you people all the time. We get phone calls from you guys off air all the time. I get Facebook messages all the time. We get emails from you all the time. But when it comes to the issues of making a difference, why is it that I don't get a phone call from you so people can hear you weigh in on the issues that matter the most? This is the problem in America. Silence is the most dangerous thing that we can do right now as a country. We need to stand up together, be unified by the one constitution and who we are as one nation under God. Like it or not, that's what's going to unify us. I just got an email yesterday, just kind of sidetracking a little bit, but I'll stay on my topics here. I got this from Wayne. He said, good evening, guys. I want to listen to your radio show so bad because I really enjoy having scripture and the commandments by God included in your broadcast. But for crying out loud, this Rex Santorum idol of yours, Bradley, is kind of getting on my nerves. Well, apparently you haven't been paying attention to what I've been saying. Rex Santorum is getting heat from the press because he's taking a stand against this old administration. Isn't that what you want him to do? And then what you do, Wayne, is you point out all of his faults, which is fine. But I'll tell you this, to be quite frank with you, morally, he's the best thing you got going for you right now. He's the only one that will point the finger and not play the games that the media are playing with Gingrich and Romney, for the most part. And where you find fault with Rick, that's wonderful. I'm okay again with finding fault with people, but what do we have going for us right now? What I care about is the morality and the righteousness that I see in Rick Santorum. Because if you go back in Scripture, Abraham blew it because he had an Ishmael. He listened to his wife. If you go back even further than that, you can find out Adam and Eve made a mistake too, didn't they? They ate from that tree when they shouldn't have done it. God has always taken the time to make the difference and the distinction between where men fails in the flesh, his carnality, and God's spirit. Because, by the way, David did the same thing. David fell with Bathsheba when he was supposed to be in war. David was a man after God's own heart, but he did the worst of things outside of God. And it's the same thing what I see with Rick Santorum. I can see where he's done the worst things that he could have possibly done outside of who we are as a constitutional republic. And by the way, he's recanted for quite a few of those. And the other thing is, Wayne, is I'm not on the radio trying to advocate Rick Santorum. Where I see righteousness, I'll call it for righteousness' sake. I can't see any in Romney, if that's who you're for. I can't see a whole lot in Gingrich. Although I'd like to see Gingrich spank Obama, because I think he would do it 13 different ways if he didn't have so much junk on him. There's the problem. So we concur, but don't stray down a gnat and swallow the camel if you see I'm promoting the righteousness of the truth that Christ gave through Rick. I love the fact that Rick Santorum's getting the heat. And by the way, I'm in the press all of the time taking the heat for you, Wayne. And let me ask you something, Wayne. What are you doing for your country, brother? Besides writing me emails and telling me how stupid I am and trying to fabricate something out of nothing saying, this is making me sick. My idol, Rick Santorum. Give me a break. See, this is the problem with America, folks. When you read the Bible and you read the Constitution, that's what I'm sticking to. That's where I have my feet. The essential pillars of civil society are what? Religion and morality. The Christian religion, folks, and the one Constitution. And you guys are out there playing your little political games, some of you, fighting over who is going to be our candidate. Which one do I like? And I'll tell you what you like the most. You like the one that looks the most like you. I like the one that most looks like Christ. That's what I like. Though we're in a fallen world, I can still have eyes to see given to me by God because of His grace to see what's right and what's wrong by walking in the fear of the Lord. And that fear of the Lord means to depart from evil, Wayne. That's all I'm doing here. So let's get on the same page and understand Rick's not my man. He's not the one that I'm promoting. I just love the fact that he's willing to take the hits. And in the righteousness that I see within Rick, I'm going to high-five it. And I don't care who it is. Unless I just know that there's no righteousness in them whatsoever. And they're just a bunch of politicians playing the political game as we're being sold down the river. Which, by the way, Wayne, we are. Back to Obama. Speaking of Obama's faith, yes, we need to question his faith. Let me tell you this, folks, and listen carefully. A man in private and a man in public are one and the same. I'll say it again. A man in private and a man in public are one and the same. They're not different men. Yet again, we go back to what Robert Gibbs said. Well over the line for questioning Obama's faith. When you have a living faith, let me tell you, that's all that happens is your faith is being questioned. Oh, by the way, Christian America, Christ was being questioned about his faith all the time. He's the guy that said to the Pharisees, which one of you convinceth me of sin? I've done nothing in secret. I've done everything in the light of day. He wasn't trying to hide. As a matter of fact, he made himself open all the time. We're going to come back and talk about this, and what I'm going to bring into this next segment is I'm going to play a piece by Franklin Graham on MSNBC. Ironically enough, they asked him about Obama's faith. America, it's time to question his faith. I'll be right back.
Removed from the busy downtown, but within walking distance of the White House and the National Mall, the DoubleTree Washington is perfect for visiting the sites and monuments, or for just enjoying the fashionable DuPont Circle. Admire the architecture, while away the hours in a cafe, or stroll the tree-lined streets. DoubleTree Washington will be there to welcome you with our caring staff and warm cookie. Spring promotions are now being published as low as $119. Get yours now, or, like the cherry blossoms, they'll be gone quickly.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-taste discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Last shout out, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, a quick heads up, we are working on a second hour right now due to the response of our listenership. And kudos to you all out there. As of January, we just did an update on our last report, which was in January, and we've doubled our listenership worldwide. So we want to thank you very much for that. Now, what I've been talking about right before the break, folks, is I was talking about Obama and how we're to question his faith. And it's rather interesting, folks, that this administration is attacking the Christian faith more than any president in the United States in our history. And what's also interesting about this, folks, is Obama himself said transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this presidency. And what has he done? Just the exact opposite. And what I said at the beginning of the last segment was he is a self-proclaimed disciple of Saul Alinsky. And Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, he was the author of it. He had said that and dedicated his book to Lucifer. Folks, I mean, this is crazy business. And he's a self-proclaimed disciple. You know, I just took my kids for one of my sons' birthday yesterday to a water park. And, you know, when I go in there, I pretty much study for the most part. But we had a window looking at the water park. And I was watching my kids try to surf and have fun and all that. And I just took a second. I just thought, what kind of movies are out there? Because I don't watch TV. I don't have TV. I don't surf the internet. I just try to get the job done out there. And when I turned the TV on, all of a sudden it had adults only in there, in a kid's water park. Call me stupid, call me socially retarded, whatever you will. The bottom line is as I clicked onto the options, it went to adult movies. And you know what it said on there? It said that you're basically, if you choose to buy one of these adult films, it won't show up on your billing. Deceptive measures. Isn't that crazy? It won't even show up on your bill. And again, this might be old news to some of you guys out there, but to me, it's brand new. And I just thought to myself, this is exactly what I'm doing on the radio. I'm talking about the deception of this administration. It won't show up on the mainstream media because they won't let you know what's going on. It's sleight of hand. And it's that sick, people, that we have fallen for this kind of deceptive means to an end. And it's not our end that they have in goal. I mean, it's not our objective that they have in goal. It's their own. An early 1800s textbook taught students public character, speaking of questioning Obama's faith, is no evidence of true greatness, for a public character is often an artificial one. We can't settle for that in this country, folks. We just can't. And so my points are as follows. We need to question his faith. We need to see where the transparency is. We need to understand that this is not the acts of a Christian man in any sense of the word. I wanted to make a couple more points with that, and ironically as it may be, MSNBC had Franklin Graham on questioning him about Obama's faith. Listen to the contempt and the disrespect when he gave his answers to the questions, but do listen to the questions. Go ahead and roll that, Gary.
You've said in the past that the president is Christian in as much as he goes to church on Sunday, but you don't know if he's accepted Jesus Christ. Do you still believe that?
I asked him when he was running, when he was a senator, I asked him how he came to faith in Christ. He said that he was working on the south side of Chicago in the community, and they asked him, the community asked him what church he went to. He said, I don't go to church. Then they said, if you're going to work in our community, you have to join one of our churches. So, I mean, that's what his answer to my question was.
So therefore, by your definition, he's not a Christian.
I mean, again, you have to ask him.
By your definition, not the Bible.
Anybody. All I know is that I'm a sinner and that God has forgiven me of my sins because I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. That's all I know.
I just don't get it, Reverend. I don't mean to like harp on this because we have other things to talk about, but why can't you just say, yeah, I believe he's a Christian. He said he's a Christian. He goes to church. He practices his faith. I don't get it.
And that's all I can go on. And I've told people this many times. I accept him as what he says. If he says he's a Christian, I accept that. I'm not going to say he's not. All I know is what Jesus Christ has done in my heart and how he changed my life.
They just couldn't accept that. Come on, man. Just tell us he's who we think he is, man. Because if not, then you know what? All of our cover's blown. And then we might have to really dig in there and find out that, you know what? He's been lying to us, man. Come on, Franklin, what's your problem? Come on, we just got to take him for his word. Come on, Franklin, we got to focus in on our economic challenges instead of our moral challenges, because we're advocating those things that destroy our republic. And if you don't say that he's a Christian, then guess what? You're going to blow our cover. You can't do that, Franklin. Come on, just tell us he's a Christian. Put America back to sleep like they did with George Bush. Another piece by MSNBC, contemptuously trying to get Franklin Graham to say that Obama is a Christian. Go ahead and play that next piece, please.
You've said in the past that President Obama's father was Muslim.
Yes.
So that President Obama has the seed of Islam, I believe is the way you put it, in his blood. So do you believe
it's not
Muslim?
No, under Islamic law, under Sharia law, Islam sees him as a son of Islam. Because his father was a Muslim, his grandfather was a Muslim. The Muslim world sees Barack Obama as a Muslim, as a son of Islam. That's just the way it works. But, of course, he says he didn't grow up that way. He didn't believe in that. He believed in Jesus Christ. So I accept that. But I'm just saying the Muslim world, they see him as a son of Islam.
But you do not believe he's a Muslim.
No.
Categorically not a Muslim.
Well, I can't say categorically because Islam has gotten a free pass under Obama. And we see,
how so?
Well, we see the Arab Spring, and coming out of the Arab Spring is the Islamists are taking control of the Middle East. And our people like Mubarak, who was a dictator, but he kept the peace with Israel. And the minorities, the Christian minorities in Egypt were protected. Now those Christian minorities throughout the entire Arab world are under attack. In a Newsweek magazine last week, cover story was the massacre of the Christians in the Islamic world from Europe all the way through the Middle East, Africa, into Asia and Oceania. Muslims are killing Christians. We need to be forcing, and the president can come out and make a statement demanding that if these countries do not protect their minorities, no more foreign aid from the United States. The society in these Islamic countries is not protecting the Christians anymore. And of course, Christians in the Arab world or in the Muslim world are the minorities. And these Christians are having their churches that are being burned. They're being raped. The women are being raped. They're being murdered because under Sharia law, a Muslim can take a Christian's property. He can take a Christian's wife. He can take his daughter. And I'm just saying, if a government is not going to protect the minorities, then we should not give them $1 of U.S. aid.
I guess it's America's job to police the world. I guess it's this administration's job to tear down leaders that they don't agree with and put in leaders that concur with this administration. How long do you think before the American people are going to wake up to this? You think it's going to take like another 3 years? You see things being pushed down on you even harder and harder because people are afraid that he's not going to last through next November? Wow, Franklin Graham said on television for the world to hear that the Muslim world claims him as one of their own, and yet MSNBC won't take that. You've got to tell the people, Franklin Graham, that he's a Christian. Wow. Muslims are taking over the East. Who's helping them do that? Oh, by the way, Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, who's also a disciple of Saul Alinsky, isn't she the one that's going over there and saying, you know what, you need to step down now. We need to put another Muslim in power. Wow, people, when are you going to connect the dots, folks? I'm just curious. When are you going to wake up to the fact that we need to question his faith in every sense of we need to question authority? You have so many Americans playing the fool because they think everything is okay. We're seeing honor killings taking place in the United States of America. They're trying to take over the courts little by little. But I want to tell you, there's a lot of Americans standing up and doing their job, and I say God bless you for doing just that. Not on our watch. I got another piece for you from MSNBC, contemptuously trying to get Franklin Graham to say that Obama is a Christian. Did you pull up the piece where they actually brought in Romney, or did you not waste your time? Because they tried to get him, they tried to get, MSNBC tried to also get Franklin Graham to confess that Romney was a Christian as well. And he said, no, he's not a Christian, he's a Mormon. Go ahead and play the next piece.
I believe that Rick Santorum is Christian.
I think so.
So how do you know? If the standard is only the person knows what's within him, when you apply it to the president, why is it different for Rick Santorum?
Well, because his values are so clear on moral issues, no question about it. I just appreciate the moral stand that he takes on these things. I believe that he is. He comes from a Catholic faith. I'm Protestant, so there are a lot of differences between what he believes and what I believe. But no question, I believe he's a man of faith.
Well, isn't that interesting? Now, I'm going to play the following piece, right after this break here, because we've got to take a break in about 30 seconds, folks. But listen to how MSNB responds to him. This is a double standard, man. You're saying Rick's a Christian. Sorry about that, Wayne. Franklin said it this time. But isn't it interesting that you're saying this double standards? You're saying that Rick Santorum is a Christian, but you're not saying Obama. Well, let me ask you something. Can you tell the difference between an American and a foreigner? One that tells the truth and one that doesn't tell the truth? Can you tell the difference, folks? It's that simple. A little kid can tell you the difference. You know them by their fruits. You got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back. I'm going to play this last piece, and hopefully I can go ahead and hit this Westboro Baptist Church piece real quick? I don't know if I'm going to be able to or not. It was this important. It really was. I thought it was that good. And everybody wants to know. And by the way, we're ahead of the game here, so we may as well stay one step ahead of the rest of them.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 3-3-0-7-4-7, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Jacob Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural, countercultural movement, and one which is much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FlowJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Oh, by the way, folks, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. On my Facebook right now, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, I posted the response from President Obama. He sent a letter back to me. I was confronting him for attacking the young and the family through the homosexual agenda. And we were on the front page of WorldNet Daily yesterday. Great stuff. You can see the actual letter online. I just posted it on my Facebook just now. If you'd like to go ahead and check it out, please do. Please do, folks. Back to what we were talking about right before the break. We were talking about MSNBC trying to get Franklin Graham to confess that Obama is a Christian man. Just let me give you the end of the story here real quick. He doesn't say it. And listen to how angry they get. They get angry like a bunch of elves or something. I don't know. I think so.
Do you believe that Rick Santorum is Christian?
I think so.
So how do you know? If the standard is only the person knows what's within him, when you apply it to the president, why is it different for Rick Santorum?
Well, because his values are so clear on moral issues, no question about it. I just appreciate the moral stand that he takes on these things. I believe that he is. He comes from a Catholic faith. I'm Protestant, so there are a lot of differences between what he believes and what I believe. But no question, I believe he's a man of faith.
And it's an amazing double standard that you just applied. Your reaction to that has really set that up. Your reaction to the difference, the question about Rick Santorum and President Obama, I think just exposes an incredible double standard you're applying to those two people. They're exactly the same situation.
Well, no. Just hang on a second. One's a Christian and one's not. It's not a difficult issue here, bro. One practices what he preaches, and one doesn't. That's all he's saying here. But MSNBC can't figure that much out, can they?
The same situation.
Well, no, I asked President Obama how he came to faith in Christ and said, I don't go to church.
Have you had that conversation with Rick Santorum?
I've talked to Rick Santorum, yes.
And he was just more persuasive to you on the depth of his sincerity on this question?
I think so. But you have to look at what a person does with his life.
Thank you.
Anyone can say that he's a Christian, but you look at, do they live, where do they go and act? And listen, Obama is a nice man. I've met him on several occasions.
You think he behaves in an unchristian way?
Nice man. He
Christians lie all the time. Time there, bro.
You can't help but like them. So I have no idea what he really believes, and I really don't have any idea other than what Rick Santorum stands for.
I got an idea as to what he believes because I'm living it every day of my life. We're under attack. That's what I know, and it's un-American. Folks, can you tell the difference between an apple tree and an orange tree? That's pretty simple, isn't it? These guys are having a hard time figuring that much out.
But I just feel in my heart, okay, I'm telling you, as you're asking my opinion, I'm just giving you my opinion. I think Rick Santorum is a fine man. All I know is under Obama, the Muslims of the world, he seems to be more concerned about them than the Christians that are being murdered in the Muslim countries. That's what bothers me.
You must spend an awful big part of your day checking off what you conceive to be people's depth of faith in terms of measuring.
Well, this is my business. I mean, you guys go to the newspapers every day. You know, you're checking off articles that are written. I look at a person's political interest, but more importantly, I look at their spiritual interest.
But you judge and measure.
I don't judge. I'm not judging. You're asking me questions, okay? I'm not judging them. But you have to go by what a person says and how they live their life and where they go to church. Are they faithful churchgoers? Or do they just go when the cameras are on them? That sort of thing.
You know, and I think if it doesn't make your blood boil a little bit, I mean, folks, it's just, it's ridiculous. You got people that have ears, but they can't hear, and they have eyes that they can't see. What's so difficult about what he's saying? I don't think there's anything difficult about what he's saying at all. But apparently, MSNBC doesn't like the fact that Franklin Graham, and by the way, the reason they're asking Franklin Graham is because he's got a lot of sway, doesn't he, folks? In other words, Franklin Graham is a threat to what's going on out there through this administration again. Franklin Graham says jump. Guess what people do in the evangelical world? They jump. By the way, the hope here is with Franklin Graham is the fact that when he was asked certain questions, he said, I haven't been given the gift of diplomacy. Good for you, sir. We appreciate that. We need people that tell it like it is. We don't need a bunch of diplomatic individuals, seduction in another guise, trying to cover up who they are by what they say, when they do the opposite of what they say and do the opposite of, again, as to what they say by their actions. It's that ridiculous. Folks, I got about 6 minutes left, and I wanted to jump over onto this topic real quick because it has to do with Whitney Houston and these Westboro Baptist Church. You guys probably hear about these guys all the time. They picket people's funerals. Well, listen to this. Two pickets in New Jersey, Whitney Houston funeral. Margie Phelps, daughter of church pastor Fred Phelps, tweeted this week, the controversial Topeka, Kansas-based church is known for picketing the funerals of soldiers, celebrities, and gays. According to the Christian Post, it's unclear why exactly the church would target Houston's funeral. She was Christian and grew up attending church in Newark, it says. Well, Margie Phelps said basically Whitney's in hell and depicting her smoking a small pipe, a reference to her drug addiction past. Ahead of Houston's funeral, members of the church released their own edition of Houston's famous song, I Will Always Love You, titled God Will Always Hate You. Folks, on January 15th, 2006, Westboro members protested a memorial for Sago mine disaster victims, claiming that the mining accident was God's revenge against America for its tolerance of homosexuality. In July 2005, the Westboro Baptist Church declared its intention to picket the memorial service of Carrie French in Boise, Idaho. French, 19, was killed on June in Kirkuk, Iraq, Phillips Sr. said, our attitude towards what's happening when the war is the Lord is punishing this evil nation for abandoning all moral imperatives that are worth a dime. In 2006, Westboro picketed with banners saying, God hates fags, and thank God for dead soldiers. Westboro picketed the funeral of recording artist Michael Jackson after his death on June 25th, 2009, saying, God hates the world, and mocking Jackson's song, We Are the World. On May 8th, 2009, members of the church protested the three Jewish sites in Washington, D.C. Margie Phelps, daughter of Pastor Fred Phelps, led the protest holding signs stating that God hates Israel, Jews killed Jesus, America is doomed, Israel is doomed. January 26, 2008, Westboro again to protest United States Marine Corps in the wake of the murder of Maria Lauterbach. Five women protested, stomping on the American flag and shouting slogans such as 1, 2, 3, 4, God hates the Marine Corps. Folks, let me make it real clear, the best way that I can, concerning Westboro Baptist Church. Folks, when you weigh it in the light of Scripture and you look at Westboro Baptist Church, folks, it's not the church's job to go mock dead people. It's to warn men to flee from the wrath to come. It's not their job to go sit there and bring anguish upon those dead individuals, their living relatives, during their funerals. It's not their job to do that. It's to go out to the highways and to the byways to seek and save that which is lost. That's what the church's job is to do. When you have people like Westboro Baptist Church doing what they're doing, folks, let me say this again, and I want to make myself real clear. It's a lack of Christianity. Folks, this is ridiculous. They have some form of truth in what they say, but the way they do it and their intents in doing what they're doing, you have to ask yourself the serious question, and I think it would be a good idea for someone to do the homework on Westboro Baptist Church. Number one, who finances these people? Because I believe that this church is a plant. I believe it's there to create hate and animosity towards the church in America. I believe that when you look at Westboro Baptist Church, when those boys and those girls are coming back in boxes, I just want to make it real clear. They went over there, irregardless of you think of what's going on politically. Well, they shouldn't have went over there in support of the New World Order. Listen, they went over there keeping their oath by magnifying the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. They did their part. Don't blame the soldiers. Blame the politicians that sent them over there. And I know that it's within our power. And you know what? What's interesting about this, those that sit and complain about that, well, then why don't you do your part to make sure the politicians don't do it anymore? Take responsibility so they don't have to come back in boxes. And they can say, and then you can just sit back and say, you know what? I did my part. Those boys and girls didn't have to come home in boxes in the first place. That'd be a great idea. Matter of fact, I think that's a real good idea. But back to Westboro Baptist Church. I have a problem when people are picketing our boys and our girls. I have a serious problem with that. I believe that this organization is a plant, without question. And I challenge someone out there, if you get a little time on your hands, to email us at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I want to know who's financing Westboro Baptist Church, because I don't believe that they are there for the purpose of doing good. I believe that they are there as a plant to only, again, bring animosity against the Church of Jesus Christ in America. Prove me wrong. I would love for you to do just that. You got Bradley and Jake. Jake will be back tomorrow with us on the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to go online, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to go on my Facebook, please do Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E. Or follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. On Twitter, Bradley Dean 1.